welcome everybody to our show today. We're coming up on a fun and exciting time for everybody in IT, which is annual planning time. To talk about annual planning, I'm excited to welcome our guest, Wes Eugene. Wes has been a leader of multiple IT organizations from Aflac to Anthem, and most recently was the CIO of IDEO, a leading professional services firm. One of the parts of planning is actually not just the technology that you invest in, but what you're going to do with your teams. You've talked about the people planning side of it is a big part of the equation. But we also know there's a lot of companies this year who've had to make cuts in their people. They've had to deal with layoffs. You know, how do you make sure that you're making the right decisions around your labor and making sure that you're not cutting off important parts of your team that are necessary for future growth?
This is perhaps one of the most challenging parts of the job, honestly, right? Because I can't speak for every technology leader out there, but when I see a team or a workforce, every team member represents a family that's here. And so when you're making these decisions, it's really imperative that you're doing them as effectively and as possible. So typically what I do is, first and foremost, you have to understand your current landscape. So you need, if you don't have it, you need to develop a rich database of your talent and understanding your workforce skills, understanding certifications, understanding how folks are performing, right? And what I like to use in when it comes to workforce planning is what I call, and I borrowed this from smarter folks, but what I call the build, buy, borrow, or bounce strategy, right? And so from a build perspective, what that means, Jenny, is that I am going to invest in my current talent pool. I may upskill, reskill existing talent, or take talent and move them to new jobs, right? That where they already understand the company, which is invaluable. Mm-hmm. Borrow means that I'm going to dig into my contingent labor. I'm going to look for contractors. I'm going to work with partners. It's going to increase my OPEX a little bit, but for a temporary need, a spike that I, especially when I'm dealing with a level of uncertainty in the business, a borrow strategy makes sense. And then from a buy strategy, that's hiring brand new talent. Mm-hmm. Now, if I know that we're investing in, like we're digitally expanding the business in a way that new skill sets are going to be needed for a long time, mm-hmm. and I don't have the time, the time horizon to train and upskill, it will take longer than the immediacy of that need, then mm-hmm. I've got to go to a buy strategy where I go ahead and actually have people that I directly hire with those skills and allow current team members to shadow those more experienced new resources in the upskilling process. And then finally, there's the bounce part, which no one loves to talk about, but that's basically when we realize that the company doesn't have continuing needs for the skill set of a of individuals within that company, mm-hmm. and also that those individuals would frankly be more fulfilled in an environment where their talents could be more effectively used. And we come to that determination and we figure out how to make sure that the way that they're leaving the company is as well supported as when we were onboarding them in the first place.
I love that you mentioned that last part, because as part of your new organization too, humanizing IT, we do have to recognize that these are people, they have talents and skills. Those talents and skills might just not match with the company's objectives at the moment, but doesn't mean that they are not important and, you know, don't have value. Maybe a better fit in a different environment. How do you build that into your financial plan? Like, what are some of the things you're looking at in terms of financial metrics to help you get visibility?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're keeping a tight eye on is, you know, and this is where the conversation I'm getting into with the CFO, right? Like,
yeah,
there may be specific ratios that we're looking for to land in from a standpoint of how much we're investing in CapEx versus OpEx at any particular time. Especially if you're a publicly traded company, you're reporting results. And so those macro measures are something that I would, you know, consider and take into consideration in planning around that labor. Another thing from a technical standpoint is just understanding, frankly, the cost of labor specifically to align to those skill sets. And then strategically, when we're looking at all the digital investments that we're making, we really need to understand where we're going. So it may be that in 5 years, we want to be a cloud first company, and we want to maybe have legacy on-prem infrastructure at like 20%. That's not just a technical change, and it's not just something that's going to look a little bit different on our financial reports, but specifically, it's a significant talent shift. And there are skill sets that align and skill sets that may not align to that goal. You've got to look forward, understand those skill sets, start planning for that. For example, I'm just going to use a couple of product names here. So for example, if we're going to make a huge investment and decide that we were going to go in big on Salesforce, the folks who are skilled Salesforce engineers, they're in high demand. And so I'm going to have to take a very explicit approach to mapping out if additional investment needed in our labor specific to bringing those engineers in, or whether I was going to, you know, make an investment in Apptio or make an investment in Workday. Like, it doesn't matter the platform. These are specialized skill sets, and you can cost out. You can project what the labor investment, the capital investment needs to be in that labor. And you can also determine whether or not that needs to be more of an OpEx play and work with partners to keep that on the OpEx side of the ledger.
And then lastly, I'm just kind of curious in terms of, you know, especially your recent consulting, what are some challenges that leaders face when they are reviewing their labor mix in terms of like things like the FTEs to contractor mix or managers to IC mix? I mean, is it difficult to get insight into that in most organizations?
It is oftentimes very difficult to get at that data if you're not using a platform or using services like where you have strong data coming from your ERP systems and wedding those systems to your financial systems. Something, you know, a system like Apptio, for example, does that very well, where you go ahead and pull in your data from your ERP system, pull in your data from your general ledger, and it makes sense looking at that integrated analytics there, see a holistic picture of what your labor really looks like. But that's just the beginning. Seeing what it looks like is just step one. The question is the way your labor picture presents itself. Yeah. Does that actually align to your business strategy? And oftentimes when you hear about rapid reductions in force, what I find that's often overlooked is oftentimes companies are not reducing their labor force in a strategic way. They're doing it with very short-term thinking to realize short-term outcomes that'll look good for our quarterly reports, but may not actually be aligned to our 3 to 5 year digital strategy. And so how do you, I believe the need here, and it's a challenge for everyone, and which is why you should invest in technology to help you. But the need here is to be able to see this in a real-time basis so that you can make the best decisions. Again, you are impacting people's lives and you're impacting the future of the business. You've got to have the right data available to you so you can make the best decisions in a timely manner.